I received a call yesterday morning advising me that the fire had started again in the Lochinure area. I made contact with the local authority to find that they had requested support from the army by way of a helicopter. And we have had experience of this before, and they do tremendous work. That's at 9:30. I called at 10:30, understood at about 1:30 that no helicopter would be available. At 2:25, I was told that there would be a helicopter available, but it didn't arrive until 5:00. And let me immediately say that when they arrived, they did exceptional work, and had they been mobile as early in the day, it would have saved a lot. But however, that didn't happen. So I'm directing my concern to the Taoiseach, who's also Minister for Defence, and to the Minister of State for Defence, Paul Keogh, for this delay. I understand when the decision was taken, hours after the request was submitted, that they had to mobilise, they had to get a pilot and other crew members, and that they come from other parts of the country. It's not just good enough. So what I'm looking for now is a full report in order that we can ensure that in the future that such services could be mobilised and dispatched to whatever part of the country within a reasonable time. But everyone in West Donegal are high in their praise of all the Donegal Fire Services, the Civil Defence, the Gardaí, and above all, the farmers who came with their slurry tanks, and of course the hundreds of volunteers from all over Donegal. And when the helicopter arrived at 5:00, there's no doubt but it saved many houses in the village of Kincashla.
Well, we're talking about Air Corps helicopters here.
Donegal County Council, early in the day, they hired in a helicopter from Galway, and that's of course, that tells the story. When they had to do that, it sent out the message that they needed resources from outside, and even at that, it took hours for the department and the army, but the department in particular, to make up their minds. When I called them, I said I didn't want anybody up to recce and decided whether it was wanted or not. They had to take our word, not my word, but the word of the local authority and the fire chief, that it was absolutely essential. So I think we must draw on yesterday's experience and order to ensure that in future there's a service level agreement and protocols in place to put into effect the necessary resources that are required.